Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn, and today we're going to be talking about the situation in Ukraine. It seems like that is getting pushed to the back burner a little bit, but there's definitely a need there and a situation that the United States needs to pay attention to. My guest is Dr. Douglas Davis, neuroradiologist and emergency radiologist from Madison, who has made several trips to Ukraine. Dr. Davis, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me today, Kitty. Appreciate it.
So you were just in Ukraine with an organization called Med Global. A lot of people would wonder, why would you go there? But you have special ties to Ukraine. You're actually from Ukraine?
Not quite. As I like to say, I'm Ukrainian by marriage. My wife is a native of Lviv, Ukraine. She came over to the United States shortly after the Soviet bloc fell apart and was one of the first exchange students over. We met in medical school. So my first trips going to Ukraine go back, you know, more than 20 years ago when I first started going to Ukraine, visiting her family. And my first trip to Kiev was I think 2001, 2002. But I've been going there for many, many years. I've seen the evolution of what's happened to Ukraine, over the past two decades as it's tried to embrace, democratic and Western reforms, and seen firsthand what the, influences of Russian, particularly the Putin regime, have been, and particularly the disinformation that's often fed to the Midwest, to the United States and other Western partners. But, my trip there most recently, just last month as a part of Med Global. Through my medical background and my wife's medical background and her family's medical background, we've been doing medical aid for Ukraine since the very beginning. Through a couple of organizations, the main one being the Ukrainian Medical Association of North America, and they're closely partnered with Med Global and other NGOs. So this was a part of one of those medical missions.
So what kind of things were you doing there?
So this trip was very unique and different than a lot of what we've been doing before. The work that we've done thus far has been to send as much medical aid as we can to Ukraine through MANA, Ukraine Medical Associates North America, and partners, we've sent just from the Midwest about 400 plus tons of medical supplies, equipment, and the like from warehouses that we have in Milwaukee and in Chicago. We've sent that to warehouses that we have in Ukraine, and those have worked with groups like Med Global, in some of the medical mission work, that they've done. I've worked very closely with the head of the trauma team for Med Global, Dr. Michael Samatoka, who's been over on probably over a dozen, medical surgical missions with Med Global to provide training, particularly trauma surgical training. But Med Global's done a wide spectrum of aid efforts, including helping with stop the bleed, point of care ultrasound, and the like. But this particular mission was one that, as sort of you mentioned at the outset, that the focus on this conflict in Ukraine and maybe getting sort of pushed to the side, or people are have not paid as much attention to it of late. We wanted to go as a part of a broad delegation of people that came from both medical backgrounds, like myself, like Dr. Michael Somatoka, like Dr. Hudson Berry, who was a head of trauma surgery for the military, Walter Reed in the past, like Dr. Zahir Salul, but also to bring together other people from human rights backgrounds, like Professor Lynn Rubenstein from Johns Hopkins, Katie Kuczynski, who works with the humanitarian aid group that focuses on groups on victims of torture, and then also to bring a diverse delegation of interfaith leaders from Muslim, from Jewish, from Christian, and even Orthodox backgrounds in the United States, as a part of what's you could call it fact finding, but also really advocacy, and to bring back really the true story to from a diverse group of Americans, having met with the very diverse and broad spectrum of people across Ukraine, from government, from civil society, from healthcare, academia, and the like, to share the story of what's really been the story of this conflict in Ukraine and the impact it's had, and really what it means to all of us in the free world. So it was a different mission, in that we weren't there just to do a lot of the direct medical aid training and such that we've done in the past.
My guest is Dr. Douglas Davis, who has recently returned from Ukraine on a very broad-ranging mission to learn a lot of things about what's going on in Ukraine and how we can help. Is there anything that you learned that most either surprised you or most resonates with you?
You know, I would say of probably the people in our group, I was the one that was the least surprised by what we've learned, because I mean this has been a very personal issue for our family that goes back more than a decade, as there's been a lot of things going on in Ukraine. This war didn't happen overnight. In fact, I've been warning my wife's family for probably over a decade that this war was not a matter of if, it was a matter of when. So there wasn't a lot that really surprised me from what I learned necessarily from the various leaders across the groups we met with. What was interesting, though, was that everything I've done in the past has coming to this, from a clinic, from a physician standpoint, of trying to provide aid to save lives. And here we were meeting with a very wide range spectrum of Ukrainian leadership and society, outside the spectrum of what I would normally have encountered. I mean, we were meeting with faith leaders. We were meeting with academics outside, simply the spectrum of healthcare. And the interesting thing was that the no matter who we were meeting with, the themes were the same, that Ukraine is a country that's really, in an existential fight for its sovereignty and for its aspirations to become a full participant of, what we would call historically historically the free world, you know, a sovereign, constitutional democratic system. And the only thing standing in the way of that really is the resolve of Western partners to support them in those aspirations. You know, you'll hear a lot of things in the news and various people weighing in this and muddying sort of the political waters about this, about, you know, Ukraine corruption and that, you know, they're really just, you know, as people will sometimes say, just, you know, part of Russia. And it's fundamentally not true, the way it sometimes gets conveyed. Particularly, I can say this as being someone who I'm an American, but I've been part of the Ukraine family for going on 25 years. I've seen Ukraine firsthand evolve over the past, you know, 2.5 decades. And, it's a country that I commonly will make the analogy to Poland and what happened at the end of the Cold War when the Soviet bloc fell apart, the Iron Curtain came down, and you had Poland, which was a country that had a lot of similarities. This is an oversimplification, but a lot of similarities with a country like Ukraine. And, you know, Poland turned immediately west and embraced full Western democratic, constitutional democratic reform, rule of law, and within a decade was an integrated part of the Europe, the EU, and eventually part of NATO. Ukraine was in a different position where it never broke the yoke from the Soviet era and was still constantly, persistently under the thumb of Russia, and particularly of the Putin regime. The first president of Ukraine, Leonid Kuchma, you know, who was known for his assassinations of freedom-seeking journalists like Georgi Gungadze and the like. You know, it was really just a continuation of the Soviet imperialist empire under a new reform, and Ukraine has struggled to break away from that, and they're now finally at a point where, in this war, Russia made a miscalculation to think that it could bring Ukraine back to heel. And it's going to fail to do that. And the degree to which Ukraine succeeds, though, will be largely reliant on the degree to which Western partners remain unified and are supportive of that, and recognizing this as not just a part of, you know, way off in another land conflict between, you know, some country in Eastern Europe. No, this is truly a part of a very significant shift in global geopolitics to where we're seeing the rise again of authoritarian regimes, of quite frankly barbaric regimes that are akin to what we thought we left on the trash heap of history in the last century. And if we don't recognize this as part of that whole spectrum of conflict, which includes, you know, Iran, which includes Syria, which includes what's going on with, you know, the barbarism of what Hamas has done recently, if we don't see it all as a connected continuum, and that quite honestly, the Putin and Kremlin regime are a fundamental part of all of that. And so this conflict in Ukraine, it's not distant and detached from us. It's not separate from anything that United States geopolitical strategic interests are long term, or NATO, or anything in the West. If we truly believe in the Western system that defines, you know, the good as being the rule of law, constitutional democracies as being the best form of governance that we've come up with as a species thus far in history. If we believe in that, then you have to see all of these things as a connected part of that, in this clash of civilization, of cultures, with groups like Putin, who do not, with groups like the ruling regime in Iran, who do not. like Bashar al-Assad in Syria, who does not. So that's if I can convey anything to people coming out of things like this, is to not see these as disparate and disconnected events or occurrences. There's actually a core connection to them all, and unfortunately we get overwhelmed and we get bewildered by the dizzying array of, you know, it's a new conflict here and a new conflict there. But I would argue that if you actually do the real root cause analysis, you'll find that historians someday will link it all together. And it's just like in the 1930s preceding, you know, World War III, the events that happened that we can now look back historically and say led to World War III. Oh, that makes sense. But for the people living in those times, it was not just overnight. It happened incrementally, and it happened, you know, disparately. But there was with the benefit of hindsight, a process. And when you're living it, you don't necessarily see it.
Right.
But I think historians will go back and they'll draw the ties, and we'll all look back at someday when hopefully we've won the day against this new rise of authoritarianism, and we'll see the connections. And my concern is that we haven't learned the lessons of history well enough to allow us to stop this. So if there's anything that I can convey from this, it's that.
Dr. Douglas Davis is a Madison-based doctor who recently traveled to Ukraine, and you described the importance of what's going on there as far as the Western type of democracy and all that. But, like, you know, you said it can be overwhelming. What is it that regular people can do to help with this situation?
Well, I would, you know, we can all do a better job of paying attention. Mm-hmm. And compassion fatigue is real. I've been for the past 19 months spending, you know, I actually took a leave from my clinical practice to work on medical aid and humanitarian work for Ukraine pretty much full time. And I have to say it's overwhelming and bewildering sometimes to get up every day and continue this, because, you know, what I see and what I hear from the people that I work with is tragic. It's and sometimes horrific, but we can't turn away from that because it's not in our backyard. Because someday it will be in our backyard if we do. You're seeing the creep of the geopolitical trends in our world go back to things that we had, you know, there's the author Francis Fukuyama who said at the end of the Cold War that it was the end of history, that, you know, democracy had won. And the reality is what we're seeing is something more close to what the political scientist Sam Huntington has warned us about, which was the clash of civilizations and a return to a clash between cultures. And the big clash we're seeing is the clash between those of us who really believe that constitutional democracy, the rule of law, is the best way we've come up with so far to live as a human species, versus the despots and the authoritarians, and quite frankly the barbers, like people like Vladimir Putin, like Bashar al-Assad.
So
like
is the main thing we can do, all right, we're paying attention, we know what's going on, is it to contact our lawmakers?
Yes.
In Congress to make sure that the aid keeps coming through, or what is America's job here?
America's job is we've lost our sense of self and of that we're all on the same team. Remember that as much, I'd say to the American public, who has become very fractured politically, The enemy is not within. The enemy is without. And if we don't start paying attention to that, you know, everything that you're worried about with the guy that you sit across the table from and you can't agree with politically, that's going to pale in comparison to what comes from the enemy without. So there's that aspect. And then, two, there's the aspect from, yes, political advocacy is huge. And if the only way we are going to maintain support for groups like Ukraine and seeing their aspirations to become a true sovereign part, constitutional democracy as part of the rest of Europe is if we remain politically unified in that. And you're already seeing this in this as we are shifting now into the new election cycle, that fracturing and, quite frankly, Ukraine being used as a political football for very cynical political gains. So politicians listen to their constituencies. And unfortunately right now the constituencies that are listened to are unfortunately the people that are on the fringes. So the silent, I think it's the silent majority is far more centrist than what the extremes that you see in the news every day really represent. And so I think the silent majority needs to speak up and needs to make sure that the extremes at the fringes of our political spectrum are not the one controlling our dialogue and therefore controlling our electoral cycles. So that's the way I would boil it down.
Well, you've definitely given us a lot to think about. Is there a website or somewhere folks can go to keep updated on what's going on and to find out how to help?
Med Global has a website which focuses on the aid work that we do. Ukrainian Medical Association of North America, UMANA, is another one. I'll tell you from a standpoint of the news media in the United States is doing an awful job of reporting on the war in Ukraine, with a couple of exceptions. I'd say one of the ones that's out there that's doing the best job of really representing what's going on is Newsweek. Newsweek's doing a fantastic job of reporting on what's really going on in the war in Ukraine. Those are some of the sources I would avail people to.
Well, Dr. Douglas Davis from Madison, thank you for taking time with us. And we're going to start paying attention more now, hopefully. And thank you for listening for Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.